On the show today, we have Serve Credit Union's very own Brad DeHeer talking about, well, the credit union celebrating its 90th anniversary, oh my gosh, and all the successes that go along with it, including providing $26 million in loans last year for a credit union that's just under $100 million. That's a pretty significant number. So, yeah, just great work there from the folks at Serve. And Brad is here to tell us all about it. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Brad DeHeer from Serve Credit Union. Brad, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Mike?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. And I see your shirt there. One of the topics we'll be talking about today is your credit union's celebrating their 90th anniversary. Oh my gosh, that's almost 100 years. Are you kidding me? Congratulations on that.
I know. Yeah, that's it's a big milestone for us that we're very proud of. And it was actually back in January on the 19th that we celebrated our 90th birthday. And but we're still celebrating today, as you can see on my sweatshirt. We got them for all the staff, but we're letting everybody know that it's not just one day to celebrate, that we're celebrating 90 years all year long. So, yeah, we invited some partners in and had a little get together with the board and the staff, and just to kind of share some success goals and where we're headed. And we kicked off the year, not just with the party, but we did a balance transfer promo on our credit cards at 1.99%.
Nice.
To kind of say thank you to our membership and their business. So started with that. And then we did a membership referral program where Haley came up with some tumblers to give away that had our 90th birthday logo on it. And obviously kicked off the year as well with the Blue Shoebox program that Haley is very proud of.
Right.
So, yeah, we've been very busy this year.
Good job. And 90 years, you guys deserve to celebrate all year long if you want. Come on.
Absolutely. So, yeah, why limit it to just one day?
Exactly. Knock yourself out. Oh, my gosh. And so, obviously, I mean, you guys have experienced great success, you know, over this duration. Longevity is the word I'm looking for here. So I mean, I'm, you know, serving your members for, gosh, nearly a century now. So which means that you guys are doing a lot right there. So can you share with us a couple of success stories that might be able to help other credit unions that have, you know, kind of show or kind of illustrate this this longevity that you guys have had?
For us, I think what works is, I mean, it all starts with having the right people on your team. Mm-hmm. Your success is only as good as those that are doing the work.
Right.
So we have a great team that values our membership. They value what we want to do and what we're trying to do. We have a very rich history of, keeping things traditional and doing things in a way that our members are used to. Strategic growth, we're very careful with how we set our goals and, forecasting 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. Keeping our closed field of membership loyal to our credit union by offering the right products and services to them. So, I mean, I can ramble on 100 success stories, but to sum it all up is just sticking to what works and having the right people on your team to serve our members. And not being afraid to ask for additional business.
Right.
Turn one opportunity into two opportunities.
Ooh, I like
that.
Don't
set up what the member comes in and requesting. Look at their entire financial picture to put them in a better position moving forward.
Yeah, see those, find those opportunities, definitely.
Yes. I strongly believe in being part of the solution. And we deal with their financial struggles all the time, but having the right people to help cope them through that process is where it all starts.
And that's where that promotes that loyalty and that trust that everyone's looking for. So it sounds like you guys are got that one dialed in pretty nicely. And there's another success that we want to talk about here is that your credit union, Serve Credit Union, provided $26.8 million in loans to members just last year. Oh my gosh. So that's a phenomenal success for you guys. So can you share with us some keys to that success?
At 26.8 million, I couldn't believe at the end of the year where we were at. We're setting lending records at our credit union almost on a monthly basis.
Well done.
Again, I go back to having the right people on your team, getting them involved, letting them know where we're at with our corporate goals, because everything that we do ties back to that and where we want to be. So we do monthly contests, quarterly contests, get the staff involved. If you put a number in front of them, that it's like, it dare me. You know? So it's, even if it's saying we'll buy you lunch if you meet this monthly goal. Okay. Right. Lunch doesn't seem like a lot, but my team here, the team at the other location, they love a challenge. So we're always pushing each other to do better, to do more. And they like to be rewarded, and food is a good incentive. Oh,
that is very, very true, especially in this household too. I love lunch. Come on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And 26.8 million jumps off the page for a credit union of our size. We're currently just over 93 million in assets.
That's pretty significant.
As at the end of October, we're at 33.6 million for the year.
Well done. Oh my God.
So we've exceeded 2020.
Yeah.
Already. So,
and we still got two more months to go.
Okay, exactly. So. Exactly.
So why not continue to shoot for the stars? So that's really, really cool stuff here. So any advice or any lessons in this area, or even some keys to the success in this area? Because I mean, because a lot of credit unions are still like, because obviously during the pandemic we got, you know, this massive influx of deposits, and like, okay, what do we do with this money now? You know, and then lending was obviously kind of on the downtrend, but now it looks like things are really kind of starting to take off, especially for you guys. So whatever advice or whatever lessons you guys learned in this process would be much appreciated to other credit unions, I'm sure.
Invest in your team, offer training, pay for training. Keep them in the loop on what's available for them. Try not to say no, that this isn't possible. If there's a training my team wants to sign up for, I find a way to make it happen. If you invest the time and money and effort into them, they're going to give you back more in return. Sharing different ideas with other employees with what's working, what's not working. If a lender is really good at selling a certain product and another lender is not doing so great, you know, they share ideas with each other on how to improve.
Yep.
So investing in your team is number one, and partnering with the right people. We can't do everything ourselves here at the credit union. So we have to partner with different strategic partners, whether it's gap in service contracts or debt protection, and building those relationships to where if I need something, I can quickly pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, we're struggling in this area, or we need additional training with this, and they're quick to respond. They're on site when they can. You put that time into those relationships, it's going to come back to your team. And I mean, every month I'm just blown away with the results we have. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. And that just bodes well for the continued success of your credit union. When you lay a foundation like this, and then have kind of an open atmosphere where folks can kind of trade ideas. Hey, what's working? What's not working? Oh my gosh, it just sets you up for success for the next 90 years. It sounds like.
And something else that never hurts is to have a great incentive plan.
Oh yeah.
Now it's having a team that's, like I said, truly cares about our membership. Some of our employees have been members of the credit union since they were kids. So have that emotional attachment to the credit union that if you ask them, they truly believe that our credit union is better. Not that there's great credit unions out there, but they truly believe what we offer and what we stand behind is no one's better.
Yeah. Well, they have skin in the game, you know, it's part of their life. So why not, you know, why would you not, go the extra mile to help somebody out, even if it's a fellow employee or a member. So my gosh.
Right. And just making sure that they understand what their role is here at the credit union. I don't care if you're frontline, back office, in the operations, the CEO who has an office, that's out of sight, out of mind. They all understand what it is that they do here. Right. We even have a part-timer that understands that he plays a very important role in our lending success and our membership success. So it's constantly just letting them know that what you do matters, and the numbers speak for itself.
Now, completely. And lastly, I mean, how do you see 2021 wrapping up and then taking this momentum into 2022, your 91st year? So how do you see that playing out?
Well, as of right now, we got a couple months to go to finish out the year. We're currently on pace to meet our corporate goals. We have four of those that we set each year. And right now we're on pace to hit all four of those. But a lot can happen in the last 2 months. But it's just keep it rolling, keep that success going, that even though we had a, or we're having a great 2021, doesn't mean we need to slow down or, you know, pump the brakes. We need to keep it going. And we finally have a great team put together that understands where we want to be. And I'm excited, but yet who knows what will happen next year, but we got the right people to do it. And 2022, let's go.
Exactly. And when you have the right people in place, I mean, you can withstand pretty much anything. You can exceed pretty much anything. So yeah, again, I think you're spot on. You know, when you've got the right people in the right spots in the right places, you know, sky's the limit. So, and you guys are, looks like you're poised for another 90 years of great success.
Absolutely. And everybody that's here is invested in our credit union. And, I think I can speak for everybody that they're very proud to be a part of the Serve Credit Union team.
Right on. And it shows too. And your membership will echo that as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, so absolutely.
When you have happy employees, you got happy members too. So good stuff.
That's right.
Anything else?
It's truly fun to work here. Yeah. Like I said, we spend so much time here. Why not have fun and enjoy what you do? And
no doubt,
take pride in what you do, and everything else just falls into place.
Exactly. Great way to end the interview. Anything else here to add, Brad? Because I mean, you guys are doing a stellar job.
Let's talk again next year and see
how we're doing. Let's do it. 91st year. Let's do it.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, Brad. Well, thanks again. Congratulations on the success and the anniversary and everything else that you guys are doing for your community. It's just a fantastic stuff. And tell Haley we said howdy as well. I look forward to talking to her again next year as well about the shoebox program. So yeah, good stuff.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.